This is Newbie Bloggers, and it's all about how to create and monetize your blog. So today, we're going to talk about how to promote our blogs, but I do want to just give a brief overview of everything we've done so far. It's a six-step program, and we go through it twice a year. So we went through it January through June, and then we started over July through December. So in July, we talked about picking a blog name. And then in August, we talked about getting online. I'm going to show you examples of all this. And then in September, we talked about customizing our blog. And then in October, about writing and publishing the blog. And then in November, which of course we're in, is all about promoting. And then finally in December, it's how to make money. So it's kind of a six-step process on how to build the blog. So I first want to find out how many of you are blogging, and do you all, where are you in that list? Do you already have a name? Are you already on a platform? Are you online? Have you already kind of customized it for what you're talking about? Are you writing and publishing blogs already? And then if so, how do you promote yours and how are you monetizing it? So I want to start with Linda. First of all, I'm going to share all of mine, so I'm going to circle back around to me. So we're going to start with Linda to just let us know a little bit about her and where she is in the blogging process. So Linda, over to you.
Yeah, I'm really in the early stages at this point. I've got my name, my domain. I'm not on a platform yet. So it just at the brink of starting.
Okay. You're just right there ready to launch. Okay. DJ, how about you?
I'm still coming up with an idea.
Okay. So you're at the very beginning, at the idea stage. Okay. So we're going to talk a little. That helps me know kind of where I want to present today. It lets me know where everyone is in the process. Sylvia, how about you? Sylvia might be multitasking. I'm not sure. The mic button is in the lower left corner, if you're not familiar with that, but she might be multitasking and just listening in. Stacy, how about you?
I have an idea, and that's okay. The idea stage. I've been doing some research, and the idea of having a blog and the writing and the research part of it sounds like the part that I like. It's the figuring out how to set up the technology part that I'm nervous to start. So that's
okay. Okay. Then that's perfect, because that's exactly what I want to talk about today. I'm going to give you some tools to help you get started. So everyone get out your note paper, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, but you'll find out more about me as I share my screen and you see where I'm going with this. So I won't bore you with all of that. But when I get started, and let me just show you, this is what my blog looks like. The name of my blog is Freestyle Living. So let's start with that, with picking a blog name where you have an idea, but you don't know where to go with it yet. And first of all, you have to almost, when you launch a blog, you have to almost reverse engineer it. You have to decide, you know, what am I, going to write about? And once I decide what I'm going to write about, what do I want it to look like? So you almost have to kind of have an idea of where you're going with it so that you know what it's going to look like. Well, for me, I wanted to be able to write about a lot of different topics. And so one of the lanes of blogging in general is called lifestyle blogs, where you're just writing. It's a lifestyle. So you can talk about all the things that you're interested in. And I kind of recommend that. And here's one of the ways that you can choose a name or go for the idea is to simply make a list of all the things that you're interested in and all the things that you want to talk about or write about. Don't leave anything out. Just make this big, long list. And then see if you can't find a thread that weaves down that entire list. And so for me, I wanted to talk about real estate. I wanted to talk about writing. I wanted to talk about networking. I wanted to talk about health. And I thought, oh my gosh, what do all those things have in common? And what I thought then, again, to reverse engineer, is I thought, well, does everybody want to write and buy real estate? Or what is it that they want? What are they trying to get to? What's the end result they're trying to get to by doing all these things, having better health, monetizing some writing, monetizing some real estate? And I thought, Ooh, they want to have passive income. So then my next question was, well, why do they want to have passive income? Because again, I thought, well, I could name my blog all about passive income, but I then wanted that health piece in there. And so then I thought, okay, I'm a firm believer that health comes before wealth. And so then I thought, okay, if I want that health piece in there, I don't want to call it passive income, because then if somebody lands on a health article, they'll go, oh, I must be in the wrong place. I must have clicked the wrong button. And so I thought, okay, if somebody wants to have really good health and they want to have passive income, what is it that they really want at the end of the day? Well, they really want a freestyle life. They want to be able to do what they want, when they want, be healthy enough to do it, and have enough cash to travel. So I can write about travel. I can write about, like today, I can talk about blogging. I can talk about so many things under the heading of freestyle living. And so what I encourage all of you to do is to make that big long list, see what kind of a thread runs through those, and then make that your overarching umbrella topic. And that is where you're going to pull your name from on what you're going to call your blog. I don't know about you, but I always think too small. Linda's heard my example before. Back in my corporate days, I owned salons. And so I named my salon All About Nails because I was a nail tech. And then I realized, like, within 6 weeks that I thought way too small, because I had hairstylists that wanted to come on board. And I was like, oh, great. I called my salon All About Nails. Now what do I do if I add hair? So I had to turn around and rename the salon rather quickly to All About You. And so that way I could include hair and nails. And so I learned from that, not to do that in the future, not to think too small. So that's my first encouragement to you, is don't think too small. Make a list, find out what the common thread is in that, in all of those topics that you'd like to talk about, and then come up with a name from there. Now, once you get the name, then you're going to go and get a domain with that name. And so that goes hand in hand with step number two, which is getting online. What platform are you going to use? Now, don't overthink the platform. Don't overthink it. All a blogging platform is a website. That's all it is. And this is just a little three-page website. It's the homepage, which is my blogging page. It's the Work With Me page, which has my bio. And then a connect page, which tells them how to connect with me. And it gives a little form they can fill out, which then this site sends me an email that says Susie filled out the form and wants to connect. So anyway, that's all this is. It's just a little three-page website. And so don't overthink it. Now, if you already have a website, if you already have products and services on a website, oftentimes you can add just a page to your website and make it your blogging page, okay? And then this homepage here would actually be your main website. And then one of these tabs would simply say blog, and you would have a blogging site. Does that make sense to everybody? Yes? Give me a thumbs up. So anyway, that is how you're going to get online. So you're going to find your topics, choose your name. Once you get your name, you're going to go find a platform. Oftentimes when you find the platform, the platform will automatically let you pick your name, your domain name, and platform all in one step. It can be two steps. You could go to GoDaddy and get your name, your actual domain name, and then you could take that and connect it to a platform. But if you're like me and you don't know how to do that, I didn't know how to do that early on. I do now, but I didn't then. I just went to HostGator, which is the one I'm using. And on my HostGator, when I went in to sign up for HostGator, it said, if you don't have a domain, search for a domain here. And that's what I did. And it came up freestyle living. So you can see here, I chose here in the URL, it's freestyleliving.net. So that is my domain, and HostGator automatically connected it to my HostGator platform, which you see here. So that's the entire blog. So from there, then you have to customize it. So now you're thinking, okay, if I customize this blog, what does that mean? Well, I had an actual website with some products and services on it. Remember, I wanted to talk about the health lane, the writing lane, the real estate lane, and I have a website already with some of that on it. And so what I did to customize it is I made this color of red match the color of red on my website. So I'm going to jump over and show you. This is my website. So you see how the colors kind of go with it. You see where this red here is the same color of red here. And what I did is over in this website, I actually picked up the color code and I copy and pasted it over here. When the blog site said, what color do you want this banner to be? I just copy and pasted that color code in. So it's the exact same red. And the reason I did that is because I did not add a blogging page. When you come to my website, you can see all these pages here. And I didn't add a blogging page because I had the blog before I really completed this website. And so I have a separate little 3-page website for my blog. So that's what this is. And this is HostGator. And this one, because I teach, is on Teachable. Okay. So that's how I customized it. Then you're ready to start writing. So now when you want to come down and write, some of you, now I know Stacy said that the writing part wasn't going to be an issue. It was more, you know, the technical part on where she's going to put this writing. But some folks struggle here. They're like, I don't know what to write. I know I've got an idea and I want to write something and I'm just not sure what to write. So sometimes you just need a template to get started. So the second tool that I want to give you is this website called PLR. Now, PLR is done for you, PLR content, and it's where you can brand anything that you want to brand. So here, and they've just added this whole AI. So anyhow, this is just kind of a sales page here where you, because they're advertising their AI. So I'm just scrolling down. But when I'm going to go back to the top, when you go to the top, this PLR, they sell different articles, it's content, for credits. So again, on my website, one of the ways we're talking about monetizing is affiliate links. I have an affiliate link for PLR. So I'll just, all transparency, I'll say that up front. And if you click through my resource page on my website under kathybenner.com and sign up or click through on the PLR, I'll give you 10 credits to get you started. So that's what's in it for you to use my affiliate link. But you don't have to, you can go straight to PLR. But if you go through my resource page, you will get 10 credits to get started. But once you're here and you look at the products, see, now you pick a product. So if you say, oh, I wanna write about weight loss and fitness, you can click on this weight loss and fitness lane. And all of a sudden, when it comes up, it's loading here. It tells you the popular items. Okay. And what I want to show you, and let's see if I can find one here, is here's one that is an article and it's one credit. See, you can see where it's just one credit. And then you simply come over here and download it, and it subtracts a credit out of the top up here of your credits. And once you download it, it'll download right into your hard drive. Then you use that as a template. You don't just copy and paste that as your post. You download whatever article. See, and here's another article. And here's an article. Here's an article. And you can make this a magazine article. You could make it a blog post. You could turn it into, if you're doing a teaching program, you could turn it into a module. If you're using a platform like Teachable, you could turn it into a teaching module. But once you download this here with this button, and this one's 2 credits, once you download this, then you make it your own. It goes into your hard drive, you open it up in your hard drive, and then you can kind of tweak it. You can change some words, you can add your story. There's all kinds of things that you can do. But this is one way to get a head start on content. So is that helpful? And here's all these categories, tons and tons and tons of categories, and then you've got articles and blog posts, you've got worksheets, checklists, ebooks. But anyway, it's a great way to get started with content if you're not sure what to do. Now, the second way to get content is through the new chat, which is artificial intelligence. And I have a little miscellaneous category here that I use all the time. Because it's all different. Oh, it's going to make me sign in, I think. I don't know that it's going to let me. Oh, maybe it'll let me. So anyway, if I wanted to pick a topic, somebody unmute and give me a topic. Something that maybe you would write about. Anyone?
Tacos.
Tacos. Okay. So write a blog post about tacos. Now, what do you want it to tell you about tacos? How to make tacos? How to sell tacos? What topic do you want it to write about?
You want to, what's the word? I'm sorry, I'm having a lost word, but basically judge and taste test and recommend the best tacos in particular areas.
Okay. What city are you in, DJ?
Washington, D.C.
Okay. Okay, so now I am telling the chat that I want to write a blog post about taste testing and recommending tacos in Washington, D.C. And let's see what it gives me. I don't think it went through. Let's try it again. I'm on the hotel Wi-Fi here. It might make me sign in. Yep, it says the page isn't responding. Let's wait a second here and see if it'll respond. Here it goes. It's thinking. That's this little black dot. There it is. Okay, so all I did was put in what I wanted it to say. Now, here's what it's saying. A flavor fiesta, the Alta. Oops, there, it's writing. Let's go back to the top of the article. The ultimate taco tasting guide in Washington, D.C. And so here is the article. Calling all taco enthusiasts and foodies, Washington, D.C. is more than just the nation's capital. It's a vibrant culinary melting pot where the taco scene is nothing short of extraordinary. Then it goes down through the taco capital of D.C. And here's the breakdown. So this, again, gives you a template, see? And then it gives you the conclusion. So this, again, would not, you wouldn't just copy and paste this, but this gives you the conclusion or the template for you to write your blog post. What do you think about that? Is that a great tool? And this is chatopenai.com. That's the tool right there. Okay. Now I can, because chat remembers what it just wrote, I can now come down here and I can say, rewrite this at an eighth grade level with a touch of humor. So now let's see what it does with the article. And again, it's not clicking through on my computer. I probably have too many windows open here. Plus I'm on the here we go. It takes a minute for it to click through here. Sorry for the delay, but I'm on the hotel Wi-Fi here. Now, here is, it's rewritten it, a taco adventure. Hey there. See, now it's making it a little, you know, old school goodness, classic tacos, crazy for fusion, out of the box tacos, veggies and vibes, spicing it up, sides and sips. See, it's kind of made it a little more fun because I said write it with some humor. Okay, so Washington, D.C. is more than just politics and monuments. It's a foodie's paradise. So you see where it gave you a great way to get started. It's a great template. Okay, so you've got PLR and you've got this chatopenai.com. So make a note of both of those. Those are great tools. Don't use them to just copy and paste, but make sure that you use them just as your template. Now, a couple of other things that I like to do, and I'm not going to demonstrate it today, but you see here on my screen where I have a check my paper for plagiarism. Even though I've used PLR or I've used this open chat, I still copy and paste that into, let me open it and show you. I copy and paste that into this checker, and it's called customwriting.com. And I still post it here to see how close it is. And I think I've lost my AI because it opened it right over top. But anyway, let's see if it'll go back one. Yeah, my computer's very slow today. Sorry about that. So now I am going to see if it'll let me. I won't do the whole thing because I don't want to take that much of our time today. So I'm just going to copy that paragraph just to show you. Then when you come over to check your page, you simply paste it in here. And here are just some numbers that I'm going to give you. I have to click that it's okay, accept all, and see if it'll check. Now it's working. Because what I want to know, whenever AI or PLR write something for you, it's they're taking content off of the internet. You don't want to accidentally end up copying somebody else's work and publishing it as your own. So what you want to do is you want to copy, once you complete your article on PLR and make it your own, once you use the chat open AI and you make it your own, then you want to take the finished blog post or article and pop it in here into this customwriting.com and make sure that it's somewhere between 80 and 100% unique, meaning original to you, between 80 and 100% unique. If it's less than that, you need to go back and change it up. Okay. Does that make sense to everybody? So we've talked about picking your blog name with that overarching umbrella. We talked about getting online, choosing a platform, and then we talked about customizing it, making it match some other products and services if that's what you want to do, or making it customized to, like, I have a gal that writes a travel blog. So her whole site has a beach scene because she's all about travel. So then customize it. Then you're ready to write. And so here's the writing tools. And so now you're ready to promote. So that's what I want to show you today. So here is an article. I did this article back in August of 21. And it's called How to Become a Creative Thinker. And I just clicked on something so you could see it. So now you can see this is my site. I've customized it. I've got my name. I've got my domain. I started writing. This one probably was a PLR template that I then made it my own. And so now when you're ready to put that over into social media, so that, because, you know, you're like, how are folks going to know that I even have a blog? And so now when you're going to post it, what I like to do is, the first thing is I like to see if it'll let me copy here. I like to copy and leave a cliffhanger. I like to copy a sentence. It doesn't mean right there. So you see where I'm stopping my highlighting in the middle of a sentence, and I'm going to copy that just the way it is. And sorry, my computer's wiggling here. Let me get my cord out from under it. So now I have copied that. So now I'm going to go over to my Facebook page. This is my Facebook profile, and I'm just going to show you on Facebook. You can do this on all your social media. You can do it on LinkedIn. You can do it on Instagram. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on Pinterest, but you're going to make a post. Now, before I make a post, let me show you this. Make sure that whatever you're doing, that you've got all of your bio filled out over here, and that when people click, it goes somewhere. Have any of you tried to find somebody on Facebook and they didn't have this filled out and you still couldn't find them? You're looking for their products and services because you wanted to do business with them and you couldn't find them. So fill that out. Anyway, here is where I'm going to now paste. And I'm just going to. Yeah, this computer is very slow today. It's not letting me do very much. Okay, so here is the end. And I put three little dots. Okay. And then my signature is a heart. And then I go back to my post. Okay. And now I'm going to do the URL. You see where I highlighted the URL? Now I'm going to come back over to Facebook. And now I'm going to paste it there. Look what happens. As soon as I paste this URL, it automatically populates not only the article, but the picture. with the article. So now when somebody scrolls down and they go, how to become a creative thinker? Oh, well, it's true that some people are born with a creative mind. It doesn't mean, and people are like, it doesn't mean what? So that prompts them to click to see the rest of that sentence. Okay. And so one of the things that I want to do here, bear with me just a moment, because again, I'm going to actually post this. So I always put a heading at all of my posts. I almost put Kathy's newest blog post, but this is an old one. So I'm going to say Kathy's blog post for today, how to become a creative thinker. And then I'm going to post that. And I have this one. This is what I do. A lot of people say, what is it that you do? This one, I don't know if you know you can do this. I have this one pinned at the top of my thread. So anybody that goes to my profile, this is my profile page, just Facebook at Kathy Benner. Anybody that goes to the profile page, this one's pinned at the top. So it will always stay at the top. But then when I scroll down, see, it starts with today's post. So Kathy's blog post for today, how to become a creative thinker. There's the post. And there it is. So now when I click on that, it automatically takes you right over to the post. And here's my blog coming up. So anyway, that is just kind of an overview. So now the next or last point is then how do you monetize that? So now as they read the post and come down the blog post, here is Join the Newbie Bloggers, which is the group you guys are in. Join the Newbie Bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog mastermind. So now if you click on that, guess what it does? It takes them right to my Teachable. Here's the URL. I simply buried this URL behind that link, and it actually brings them right to this mastermind. And right here are the six steps we just talked about. Picking a blog name, create your blog, customize it, write and publish, promote it, and then how do you make money? So this sends them at the end of my blog, and this is a $25 a month mastermind. And what I'm doing this month is you get the whole academy for the same $25 a month. But anyway, this is how I'm monetizing my blog. And here are all the different topics that we've talked about in the mastermind. See? And so they can scroll down before they buy to see what kind of value comes with this mastermind. And then when you get clear to the bottom of the mastermind, this course is also included. And so then you can actually, I don't know if it'll let me click through on the course. Yeah, it goes right to the course and it's included. So you wouldn't pay the $197 because it's actually included in the mastermind. And then again, this is where all of the module course material is that we talked about today. It's how to pick the name, how to create your blog online, how to customize it, how to write it, down to promoting it and making money with it. And then there's a whole list of ways to make money. And then that even goes on to a wrap up. So anyway, that gives you an idea of the start to finish on how to get your blog out there. So questions, comments, anyone, you can unmic and we'll just, I'll answer as many questions as I can for you. Or show, I'll go back and show you anything you want to see again. Anyone? Did I lose everybody?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question? I was reading an email. I apologize.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, is there any questions or comments about everything that I showed you today? Or is there anything else? Is there any of those steps that you want to see again that maybe you needed to take some additional notes?
Honestly, I'm a little curious about the mastermind. Like, I find that to be interesting.
Yes, what it is, the mastermind is a group of us that we get together once a month and we go in more like what I did today, where I showed you how to do things, only we actually work with the students in the mastermind itself in doing each step. So they actually go through and we actually write the blogs together and get them uploaded and posted. And if they struggle getting it to go onto their platform, we work through all of that. That's what the mastermind is for.
So the mastermind is strictly about the blog writing and monetization. The reason why I'm asking, because I find like the word choice to be, you know, pretty clever, because it reminds me of Napoleon Hill. And like, it's correct where you should work with a collective mind group, you know, so.
Yes, we have several masterminds. We have a mastermind for each vein. And I'll kind of show you that. When you come back to my homepage, you can, I got to get our faces out of the way here. You can see where we have the health and wellness. So if I click on the health and wellness, here is the free meetup, the course, and then the mastermind course bundle. And then we've got the real estate. And again, my computer's slow here. And here is the free, the course, the mastermind includes the course. And then again, for short-term rentals, here's the free, the course, the mastermind. So we have that for each lane that we're in. And then I have one for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs on Build a Better Business. And again, free course and the combo. And then creating your offers, the free course and the mastermind combo. And from there, it goes to authors and writers. And this is where we talk about publishing books. And this is the bloggers. This is the one we're in today, that we're in the free one today. Then we've got the course and then the mastermind course bundle. And then one more lane is networking and connecting. And this is all about giving. And we have a little bit of a flair of nonprofit in this group. And again, it's the free, the course, and then the mastermind course bundle. And then from there, it goes into one-on-one coaching. And then we do tribe trips. So you guys are welcome to, and you know, come along with us on a tribe trip. And then my author's page shows the books I've written. And then I have a podcast and my blog, which you saw. And I just launched a magazine. Linda is with us today. She was one of our featured writers. Again, she's perfecting her writing. And a magazine article looks the same as a blog post, so you can get published in magazines. And then my calendar of events and then speaking topics. And then if you guys are interested in becoming a speaker, we even have a speaker's cabinet that you can be a part of. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea of what I do. But yes, the Napoleon Hill model of a mastermind is what I do in each lane. So thank you for mentioning that, DJ. Anyone else? Has this brought some? Yes, go ahead.
I just had a comment. I love that little cliffhanger tip that you shared today. And I used that when I shared my magazine article, and I had just the beginning of a sentence or so, and like abruptly stopped in the middle with three dots, and you're hopefully enticing them to go check it out further. So I love that you share that here in the training.
Yes. And it is kind of fun because it does, you know, kind of prompt them to click through. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sylvia, you have your hand up. Comment, question?
Yes, I wanted to say that I've kind of gone backwards from the process that you described.
Okay.
I didn't decide that, hey, I'd like to write a blog now, what do I write about? But if we go way back before the internet was a thing.
Yep.
Before personal computers were a thing, I really enjoyed a column in a very niche magazine.
Yes.
And the columnist eventually turned that into books. And I thought, I could do that someday. And I was going to join the club and see if I could get to write a column for the, and then I decided, well, we have the internet now, and there's a thing called blogging, and I could reach a much wider audience with blogging, and maybe eventually it will turn into some books.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. You can keep track. Now, I do recommend that all of you put your blog on a document save it in a document, either a Google Doc or a Word doc, but save it in a document and don't just post it onto your site. Because if for some reason your site would go down, which most of those are in the cloud, you could lose your work. So I always like to post it in a document first. And that's where I clean it up. That's where I make it my own. That's where I tweak all, you know, whatever it is I want to do with it. And then I put it over and make sure that it's 100%, between 80 and 100% original. And then that's when I'm ready to post it. But I do have that document saved so that I have a backup of all my work. So if later I wanted to either republish that in a magazine or I wanted to put that into a book, I would have all of that work still there. Is that helpful?
Yeah. And then I discovered, the name of my blog is going to be My Life and Dogs.
Okay.
I've been very much involved in the dog fantasy for most of my life, all of my adult life. And, you know, a dog lover from the day I said my first word, which was doggy.
I love it. I love it.
So, I also discovered a few months ago, there's a bookseller online called Dogwise.
And
they had a little paperback that was on sale called Pet Blogging for Love and Money. And so I've had it for a while. I haven't read it all, but
now, and again, you could submit to a different magazines. You could do all of that. And that's one thing that I didn't show everyone. I want to show you one more tool for those of you that are getting out there and starting to network. And again, we've got one lane. It's all about networking and connecting. But when you're starting to network, and I'm going to share my screen one more time, see if I can find it here. I am using this thing called Linktree as my electronic business card. And here's what I want to show you. Even if you're just at the ladies' garden club, if they go, Sylvia, what are you doing these days? You can say, oh, well, let me give you my electronic card. And it's got links to everything I'm doing. If you submit to a magazine and get published, you can actually link the magazine from your Linktree. And so right here, I'll go to the bottom. I am a freelance contributor to Connected Columbus magazine. So I can actually use that on my Linktree, because I wouldn't put their magazine necessarily on my website, but I could put it on my business card that I am a freelance contributor to this magazine, which gives me more clout. It's a win-win. As they say, the rising tide raises all the ships. So when I'm promoting myself, I'm also promoting their magazine, see? And then this magazine right above it is mine. We just published, and this is one where Linda was a featured writer in this Freestyle Living magazine. So now it's the same thing. For those of you that understand the internet, this will make sense. But if you're not quite sure how that works, the more that something points to what you're doing and the more that you point to what other people are doing, the higher you come up in the search engines. That's oversimplified, but basically you want activity, relationships. So by me pointing out to these things with a link, and then when you get to my blog, see, my blog points back to my school. You see where we're pointing back and forth. And again, the rising tide raises all the ships. It brings everybody up in the algorithms when we do that. And so it's to your advantage, if you get published somewhere, to point to it electronically. And that's why I'm using, and you can see up here, it's called Linktree, and it's a free account, and it'll just be Linktree with your name. Now, Linktree has this funny little dot in here. You see that in the URL. It's linktr.ee. And that's their branding. And then it'll have your name there once you open an account. And all it is a page of links. That's all it is. But you can see where this is so handy, because I just take all of my interested viewers on a journey. I let them know what it is that I do. I give them my backstory. They can have a complimentary connect session with me. My mastermind members have free office hours with me. I go into where I give away a scholarship every year, and then they can join an event. They can check out my website. They can check out the academy. They can check out my coaching. They can check out the tribe trips. They can check out the books, the ebook, the speakers page, or my media kit, my podcast, my blog, my magazine, the one that I contribute to, and then finally the speakers cabinet down here. And so it's just a way to give your viewers this overlook of everything that you're doing. Okay, is that helpful to some folks in the audience? Yes, anybody? Stacy, we haven't heard from you yet. Any comments or questions or anything you want to relook at?
No, I'm just taking it all in and thinking about what is my goal and why did we consider, thinking about this project.
Okay.
So,
well, what is your topic, may I ask?
It would be more of a travel kind of review of certain places that we've been, not necessarily a true travel blog. It'd have a specific, place or types of places that we would be visiting. So,
okay.
I think some of the concern is for me is I'm not a social media putting myself out there personally. I don't use Facebook. I don't post things on Twitter. I do read them, but I don't. So my concern is like, is there a point to doing something like this if you're not willing to go that route?
Yes. And here's why. Anytime that you go and search for something on the internet, and again, Linda's heard my example all the time. Let's say you want to know how to can tomatoes, and you just go over to Google search or whatever search engine you're using, and you type in the question, how do I can tomatoes? And all of these articles come up. You've got a whole, sometimes pages and pages, hundreds of pages. And what happens is you're probably going to click on a few on the first page. Very few people scroll 4, 5, 10 pages deep, because usually they find what they're looking for on that first page or two. So you're going to scroll down and you're going to go, oh, here's one that's interesting. And you're going to click on it. And you're going to go, yeah, this is what I was looking for. All that is an article or a blog post that someone wrote. Because if you start to, get into the nitty gritty, you'll see that this was written by, John Smith, such and such a date, in such and such a publication, or such and such a blog post, or on his website, or on her website, you didn't find it on social media. As a matter of fact, if I wanted to know how to can tomatoes, I might go to YouTube to see if there's a video about it, but I wouldn't scroll down through my Facebook feed looking, hoping somebody wrote something about how to can tomatoes. Does that make sense? So you writing something is still going to be out there and it's going to be available on the internet. So you don't necessarily have to post it across any type of social media. But if you're trying to monetize something, that is a lot of folks are impulse buyers. I personally am not. So if I wanted to, buy something, I would, go to Amazon and go, how do I, buy a light or a lamp or whatever. But if I already have in my mind, like, boy, I really need a great ring light to do my videos. And if I'm scrolling through Facebook one day and I see where somebody did a blog post and said, I have this amazing ring light and here's what it does and here's why I love it, I might click through and buy it because I kind of already was thinking I was going to get one. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you don't have to be on social media. It helps, but you don't have to be if that's not something that you enjoy doing, because that's the whole point of having passive income and doing this, is that you get to do it the way you want to do it. It gets to fit your lifestyle.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah. And is it possible? I mean, when you make a blog post, I mean, most people share a lot of things about themselves on their blog. I don't know how comfortable I'd feel with that either. I mean,
Well, let me ask you this, a couple of questions. We're going to reverse engineer for just a minute. What was the ultimate end goal that you wanted from blogging? And forget about the social media, forget about people reading about you. What is the ultimate end goal? Did you just want to save your stories? Were you trying to create a legacy? Did you want to create something that you could just have it in writing for later on? I mean, what was your goal in blogging to begin with?
I guess it was just this fun idea that was born out of a kind of a silly discussion that kind of grew. And then it was, we do this fun thing and it'd be kind of fun to share that with other people. And there was never a thought of like monetizing it. It was more just like a hobby of like, we do this and it'd be fun to share this with other people. And we could put it out there and just see what happens. So it was really just a hobby, kind of a fun thing to do.
And so when you're sharing, you're more, and again, trying to understand, you want to share more about the places you're visiting and not necessarily your own personal insight into that place.
Yeah, it would be our insight into why we thought this was a great place and or what we really liked about here, you know. So
yeah. You could blog at that level and never get any. You don't have to get incredibly vulnerable in your blog post. You know, and it could turn into just a travel blog and folks that are like, hey, I'm going to Italy. I'm going to, you know, say, what do I need to know about Italy? And if you, again, go back to the internet and I'll say, Google that, search for that. All of these travel blogs are going to come up telling you about Italy. And you can see where a lot of them, you know, it's like watching the Travel Channel on TV. They don't get down into, you know, then my husband and I had a fight last night. they don't get into those issues at all. It's just all about the beautiful scenery, the great restaurants, you know, that sort of thing, and what they enjoyed about the trip. So you can get as deep or not as you want. It's totally up to you.
That helps, because that's been something that's been on my mind a little bit. Like, do I really want to delve into this? I don't really want to put this out there. I don't know. Yeah. I just felt a little, just because I don't use it. So not really where I wanted to go with it, but then.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to put it on social media. Or here's what you could do. You could create just a page on, not a group, not something that's interactive, just a page on social media. And all you get to do is post. It's just a place to post. You know, like I posted today on my personal profile, a page is a could be a I don't know, travel, Stacy's travel adventures. I'm just going to make this up. So let's say you have a blog that's Stacy's travel adventures. You could have a page that's Stacy's travel adventures, and whatever you post, you would then post there. And it's just a way for more people to get to see your post, but you wouldn't have any personal information there, and you're not going to, and nobody can comment. All they can do is either like your page or not. They don't get to comment. And so
it's about that. Okay.
Yeah. So you can set it up that way so that you don't have to monitor it. You don't have to go in there every couple of hours, go, oh, I wonder if somebody said something that I need to delete. You don't have to do any of that. You can just say, it's just another place for me to post my blog. Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Anybody else? This has been great. So have I inspired you to take the next step? I want to go around and ask each one of you, did you have an aha for today? Linda, did you have an aha moment at all today?
This is always the hardest part.
I know, because it's a lot of information.
I know, because I'm like in the moment the whole way through, just absorbing. I don't know.
So I love that in your article that you did the cliffhanger. I like that you used that because it does prompt folks that are reading to click on through. And one of the things that I didn't show you is that on my blog page, the one that says freestyleliving.net, is that once folks click through there, a little pop-up comes up where they can put in their email address and get onto the mailing list. And anytime I do a blog, it automatically goes out to them on the mailing list. And so that's a way that you can start creating an email list of all your readers. Because I don't know if you guys remember this, but what last year, maybe the year before, Facebook went down for like a couple of days and everybody was panicked because they thought they were going to lose all their stuff, all their work that they'd put onto Facebook. And so and I was in a group at the time that he didn't have email addresses for everybody in the group, and he had no way to contact his group because they were all just in Facebook. And so anyway, it gives you a way by having them click over to your actual blog site. It gives you a way to collect an email so that you can start an email list of your readers. Then, you know, like Stacy, she's not sure she wants to monetize it, but if you ever do decide to monetize it, you now have that email list that you can start sending the blogs out to every once a week or once a month or however often you decide to blog. So anyway, it's options. It's wide open. DJ, how about you? Any aha moments?
Yeah, when you showed us the demonstration on Facebook with the post, I was like, ah, that's very clever. That will get someone to click because they want to know. They want to complete that sentence.
So yes.
That, and also with the, you know, your usage of the word mastermind, you know, it kind of clicked with me, and then it began to make me, you know, have more questions about the overall purpose. So yeah, I had like two of them.
Perfect. Perfect. And we're kind of masterminding right here, because what it is where somebody brings a problem to the table and then everybody in the group helps solve whatever the question is. And so, yeah, so we really like that format. So thank you for that. Sylvia, how about you? Any aha moments for you today?
Not exactly, but I think I kind of confirmed again that even though I'm doing things kind of backwards from your method, I've done a lot of work. I haven't launched the blog yet, but I've done a lot of work building an audience. Mm-hmm. I have a big presence on Facebook. I'm in a lot of groups. A lot of them are related to what my blog will be about. And a lot of people know me, and I admin a couple, two, three groups, I think.
So you've got an audience already, Sylvia.
And I'm having a lot of fun at the same time. So
good, 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 good. Well, I can't wait to see your blog. So we have a Facebook blogging group, and it's just called Newbie Bloggers. So all of you join the group. If you're on Facebook at all, join the Newbie Bloggers group. It's got a green heading to it. I'll show it to you. And once you start blogging, feel free to put your blog there. Let's see if this will come up. Yeah, feel free to put your blog there. And that way you can kind of use some of my, that way you can use some of my audience too. You can borrow my audience. This is what it looks like. This is what the group on Facebook looks like, Newbie Bloggers. And so just post here. Now, what I will do later is that I will actually share that post that I did on my personal profile. I'll actually share it over here into this group as well. And anyway, I was scrolling to see if I could see. Yeah, I was looking to see if I can find our latest blog. Well, let's see. Yeah, see, this is putting me, since I have the blog, it's putting me into the events. It's not putting me into the thread of the blogs. But anyway, post your blogs there, because you can share it with my group. It gives you, if you don't have an audience yet, it will give you an audience to get started. So, Stacy, any aha moments from you?
I think I've just done so much reading and thinking about it and trying to figure out how to, if I could start it, if I wanted to, that I think it was really good to have a live interaction like this to hear experience and to think like, yeah, I think I probably could give it a try.
And you can see the steps. It's just not that involved. Yeah.
It gave me more confidence to move in that direction.
Yeah, good, 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 good. I appreciate everybody being on board today. This has been a lot of fun. go through kathybinner.com and make sure that you go through the menu to the calendar of events, because in January, our dates and times change for this particular free meetup. And so make sure that you follow the calendar. You can just go to kathybinner.com and just in the menu, you can scroll down until you come to the calendar. And then when you can click on the calendar, it brings you right into the event. So make sure that you follow that. It's going to have a new Zoom ID and it's going to have a new date and time. So follow the calendar at kathybinner.com. Any questions from anyone before we go? And I'm going to type that in the chat if anybody wants to either take a screen print of that or make a note of that, copy that down, kathybinner.com.
I had one quick question.
Yes, Melinda.
In regard to the cliffhanger, I know that you did the three dots, mm-hmm. and when you posted, it said "see more" in mm-hmm. black letters, which to me indicates that Facebook created the link to show more text in a like a pop-up or whatever. But it seems like, do you have control over Facebook putting the word "see more" there?
No,
because like there's different lengths of blurbs that Facebook allows different posts to have before they continue it to a second page.
Yes. And I was looking here to see, I got to move our faces again. Let me go back to my profile. Yeah, it just says see more. And when I click on the see more, oh, that's that. That's my one I've got pinned. Let me go down to the blog. This is the blog that I just did. And so when it says see more, all it does is it just gives whatever I had past the dots. And all I had was the heart.
But as you can see, you don't have a lot of text there, but it still did see more.
Correct.
When I was getting ready to do my cliffhanger, I went and looked at several of my posts and I thought, oh, they cut it off at 100 characters or 40 characters or whatever. And I couldn't find a consistent approach that's how they do it all the time.
And you know, I never really have paid attention to that. I just pick a sentence and because of the way this blog was laid out, I just picked something in that first sentence, but sometimes I'll do two or three sentences before I do the cliffhanger. I try to make it long enough that the reader starts to get interested. And so this one talking about being a creative thinker and a creative mind, it doesn't mean people are like, it doesn't mean what? So this is a great place, but sometimes my first sentence, I don't think is as, it doesn't prompt them to want to click through maybe quite as fast as this sentence does. And so sometimes I'll have another sentence or two before I do the cliffhanger.
Right, right. So I guess all I did was I put the dots where I wanted them and then just trusted it was going to work out.
Yes, that's what I do. I don't overthink it because, again, somebody that's interested in this topic, they're going to click through.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to say thanks for everybody for being on today and, thank you for bearing with me. I'm coming to you from the hotel lobby in Cincinnati at my real estate conference. And so after this, I am now off to the conference. So thank you for joining me today. And we'll see everyone next time. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Bye-bye.
Bye.